Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Then hit the air horn, bruh.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. Yeah, this is not the triple.
That's not how you do it, baby.
It's not the tap.
I thought it was a tap because I was about to go crazy.
Okay.
You said you
were an I?
I'm going to take you there.
I'm going to take you there.
This is Triple S.
Another copyright.
So you gotta do is say that. By YNJ and Louis Ray.
Another copyright.
I got
nah, as long as you give a description of the song, you're good. Bitch,
yes, what? Yeah.
She got long hair.
Pretty bitch, I got a big
booty. Yeah, I got a stare.
Mama always told me I was different. I ain't got no fear. I don't eat the cat, that's why I probably don't got a beard. I can tell you about my life story, you ain't gotta care.
Bitch, keep calling me out my name, you ain't gotta swear.
Tell me bad advice, I had to close my ears. Uncle Willie sleep on the line, he just got a
damn.
Wake up.
I was sleep too long in my dream. I had to wake up. All that time I spent doing nothing, gotta make up. I just left my bitch.
Oh, damn, that's a breakup.
All you wanna see me pop off, shake up. All I want is some ramen noodles, put the steak up. Get them throwing money in the club, they gotta rake up. Seem like my best friend start hating since I
this is where the bar come.
Thought,
you're
I
good.
Thought I gave up. Nigga tell a story in this rap.
Man,
here it come.
Could've ducked it for the game winner, but I
laid up.
Bitch call me cheating.
I play dumb.
But I ain't come. Bitch gave me
yeah, was, I ain't come.
Hey, I will be real with you. He was spazzing.
No, he was spazzing for sure. Yeah. I'd like to welcome everybody back to the Step Brothers Podcast episode. You know your job, man.
Man, it's been so long.
180.
That's what I should have played. Danger.
It's 176.
176. It's your host with the most, Chris Minor, aka Dino Spumoni, extra cheese and pepperoni, aka Talk to Me Nice. We don't have the button. Talk to Me Nice.
Talk to Me Nizzle.
Nice. Aka the Leather Bandit. Aka
the gimp is in the room.
they killed the whole. Wait, where does leather come from? A cow or a pig? They killed the whole cow for my outfit today.
He's gimpy.
Is there anything else? You got it all out of your system?
For now.
Okay.
What's up, Dalton? Father of the year?
Yes.
Shelby's the mother of the year.
Yes, it'll be Mother's Day this weekend, so happy Mother's Day to my wife. First Mother's Day on the board. So today, my son is a month old.
Yeah.
That's where we've been at. My son is here. More important things happened in my life, so I had to, you know... Had some time off to see my little newborn and getting used to all that. And then I'm back at work, but Shelby's still off and getting used to this dad life for real this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's here. Everything is good. No complications with my wife's pregnancy.
Beautiful.
Yeah, no, nothing wrong with my son. Has all toes, all fingers, all healthy. No skin issues, no allergies that we know of. And he doesn't look like an alien. That's great.
Because no,
a lot of newborns look like aliens. But yeah.
Shout out to Shelby.
He looked just like Shelby.
He does.
It's all her.
It is,
had
man.
He would have looked like you, then he would have came out looking
he
like.
He has a full head of hair.
Would have came out looking like Rufus from Kim Possible.
But he here. Rated Legend is here, man. Everybody,
shout out to the God, man.
Everybody's excited.
He
about
is a
it.
God. He is a young black God.
his color is coming in. That boy is very caramel right now.
Caramel mochiato.
He's mulatto.
But yeah, we're here, man. I'm just excited to be back with my homies. It's been a while. I feel like I've been in a. Like on time out, but I really have just been taking care of my kid and getting used to all the new schedule and my, you know, making sure I take care of my wife too because she needs a break.
She needs a break.
I got shit on this morning, so you know it's normal dad shit.
Normal dad shit.
Got shitted on.
Yeah. How
Ryan's
about you?
Here.
Yeah, Ryan, how you doing? recurring guest on the podcast.
Yeah.
Co-host one episode.
Yeah, I was really having a power trip that day.
He's the third stepbrother.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Ridge was supposed to come, but he didn't show up.
Ridge is not related anymore. He is now a cousin. So when he comes, he's just a cousin.
Nah, we went out last night. We went to this place called Caves Lounge or some shit like that.
Oh, in Arlington? UTA.
Yeah, UTA.
Yeah.
That's a pretty popular dive bar there, though.
Yeah, they had a little live band in there, like a open mic live band type thing. It was aight. It was, you know.
It was cool. Until she started trying to hit them notes.
Oh, yeah. The girl saying she looked like she knew she, like, botched it, too. Like, when she came back in, she looked disappointed. But, so we were talking about Ridge's, Ridge's sister, you know, because she dates a Muslim man, but he's black.
Right.
And Ryan was wearing an MF Doom t-shirt. And Dev didn't know who MF Doom was.
Oh, okay. Not surprised.
Who'd you say that nigga was?
I forgot.
Jason Voorhees.
Yeah, some shit like that.
But see how you make that face, everybody did too. But I was like, wait a minute, we not gonna do her like that, because it's just like
MF. Who's Doom? Jason Voorhees?
From Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah, Jason. Why'd she say his last name? Because that's what threw me off. Oh. Like, if she would have just said Jason, I would have been like, oh, okay. But Voorhees, I think he's like a ball player that wore a mask.
Nah, she would have got that one. That would have been kind of hard. But nah, I kind of knew that because MF Doom was like a folk legend for us.
So Ridge was like, oh, don't trip that you didn't know who that was. My sister wouldn't know who it was either. And I was like, wait.
Your sister was at a Wu-Tang concert.
She dates a black guy, so maybe she would. And Ridge was like, I mean, he's not a brother.
Yeah, he did that.
Did the hand motion?
Bro. I'm like, you racist piece of shit. Nah, that shit was wild. And then, like, Dev was on one last night, so...
Wow, surprise.
No, like, she was drunk, though.
She was on a roll.
She was at my house, too. She was going, hey, remember when y'all came over?
I don't remember that. Not like last night. She was like, drop by my frat house where I used to live. Oh, I kind of missed it.
She didn't say frat house. She said, let me show you my old house. Oh, and I thought, because we in Arlington, so I was like, oh, okay, Dad, probably going to show us a little struggle, whatever, or whatever. You know, because when people say shit like that, you usually be like, hey, look how far we came.
Right.
We drive by, bro.
Yeah, it was the sorority nice. House.
And she was like, I used to live in that room right there. And I said, I look at these catacombs and these pillars on this fucking house. Yeah. And I'm just like,
sorority house.
I was like, Dad, fuck you. Like, shut up. She was like, what? I used to live there.
The struggle what made us.
Three years.
But anyways.
And she was the kingpin snitch.
Oh, yeah, because she was like the house mother or whatever.
She was the kingpin snitch.
So, yeah, she definitely got people in trouble. Anyways, how you been, though, Ryan? What's new in your life?
You guys know I'm moving to Austin.
Yes.
2 weeks.
Sad. All right.
Yeah. Ow.
I'm about to shoot some niggas. Nah. Okay. But nah, I'm moving to Austin. Me and Jaleesa going out there, moving in together, first time. So very excited. Mm-hmm. We're going to Vegas with Steph and Katie and the other gang. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, I'm about to embark on a new part of my life. I like how these lights in the nigga body, bro.
Oh, you know, God.
Skin, red, purple, blue, like, nigga, glistening over here.
Yeah.
What's up, Gimp?
I don't know what that means. So I'm going to take it as a sign of disrespect. Okay, since nobody's going to ask, I'll just say it. Everything's cool with me.
I thought you were automatically going to do that.
I already know, so that's why I was
Everybody knows, but it's nothing that I care to share on the pod just yet till stuff get situated.
Okay.
But, everything's cool, you know.
Copacetic.
Everything's copacetic.
There you go.
I'm trying to think if there's anything new. Oh, Ryan and myself were in John Doe's video. We talked about that, and it dropped. Ryan was very excited about that.
G-Wagon. Shout out to
John Doe. G-Wagon featuring Bando and Kwame. Really, really nice tune. I think Donnie produced that. Ran into Mo Films was shooting. Jesse was there shooting as well. Video dropped. It's very dope. Looks good. I was kind of curious how me and Brandon's scene was going to come out, because, like,
oh, okay.
We were in the car and they had the little camera on the dash. I was like, what am I supposed to do? Like, just sit in the passenger seat? Like,
yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah, man. I was, you know.
Just riding, baby.
Yeah, whatever. I wish I, yeah. Homie's car that we were in, I left my cigarettes in Brandon's car. And I think Ryan was driving Brandon's car at that time while we were driving the hoopty. No disrespect. Couldn't take that motherfucker
You seen the video.
Couldn't take that motherfucker through the car wash.
You seen the video.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
But video. So homie smokes cigarettes as well, but he only had one left. So I was like, damn, wonder if I can get this off. Cause I wanted to smoke on camera. But I was like, nah, I don't know this guy like that. So let me not smoke his last Newport. Even though I could have reimbursed him.
You seen the whip, he ain't got nothing to lose.
He like LeBron James though.
Yeah, boy, that nigga was short as fuck, too.
But the facial structure.
That nigga was little as hell.
Okay.
No disrespect, my boy, but you was like...
Oh, man, like, while we here talking about stuff, well, it just hit me like the Vonage shit. Rest in peace to Kevin Samuels, man.
Oh, yeah, that was last night, right?
Yesterday? The day before.
2 days ago?
Okay. If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
It was that Thursday.
Yeah, man. I mean, Miles, I had to check on my boy because Miles was a subscriber. I'm sure he bought a t-shirt, everything. Like, he really fucked with Kevin Samuels. And though, I mean, I'm not going to say that, like, I subscribed to his messaging or whatever. But, I mean, it wasn't like these people went to him for advice. You know what I'm saying?
Look.
So that's why I like, but the reason why I'm like trying to throw on my cape or whatever is because so many people are like good riddance.
Yeah, I was just about to say, regardless if you like subscribe to it or not,
yeah,
wishing someone's death is insane.
Like, bro, that's, or this rejoicing in his death. Right. I can understand if he was Hitler or some shit.
Like, because he wasn't like a sexual predator. Yeah. Right? Like, he was just...
speaking his mind.
He was a guy that had a platform, was speaking about stuff that
a lot of
women didn't like. But,
yeah.
But listen,
he got on men, too.
Yeah, but...
that's why I don't understand.
But, I mean, bro, I don't wish on nobody's death. It's still
off on him, bro. Yeah. I said, yo.
He's pretty young, too.
Yeah, 54.
56?
Yeah. High cholesterol. 56.
Younger than my dad, man.
High cholesterol.
Yeah, they were saying he drank a lot of Red Bulls and all this other stuff, but... I know he had, it came out that he had health problems like while he was in college.
Right, okay.
So it's probably just, you know.
Shit just catching up.
Yeah, but yeah, again, rest in peace to the God, man. He did give us some classics.
Boy,
yeah, I'm not gonna lie. He gave us some classics.
Bro, there you go. They got off on him, boy. God damn, I just want to be a good person so that doesn't happen.
Who said he was a bad person?
Nobody said he was a bad person, but some of these people were just like, he normal to me.
People act like the things he was saying was like directed towards them.
That's what I'm saying. So they was like pissing on.
It felt personal.
Yeah, it felt very personal.
But that's nowadays, bro. Everybody has an enemy.
Yeah, you have to.
You gotta hate somebody.
Yeah,
like for instance, you gotta hate Dave Chappelle for some reason and attack him on stage.
Oh boy, they got off on that boy.
Oh man, okay, so
but that motherfucker elbow was. if they would have played Lean With It, Rock With It, bro, it would have been perfect timing.
They put him on the cover of the Ghetto Boys album. Did you see that? Oh, they was wheeling him out the house. Oh, that's crazy. But
they put that nigga in the pack.
So I was watching this video today. The cops let Dave speak to the guy.
Yes, and he asked, why did you attack me?
Yeah, and he said that...
somebody's grandma, right?
Yeah, he wanted to bring awareness or something. It was some... I don't know. It was very...
he's homeless or something, and then he wanted to bring, like... I guess he had publicity for his grandma's illness.
So. Yeah, and he's a rapper. Alleged.
So a lot of underlying stuff there.
Yeah, but, I mean... So Chris Rock saying like that he got slapped by the softest rap nigga ever.
Okay.
After that, I mean, I get you got to kind of laugh at it or whatever.
It's too late.
But for you to say he's the softest nigga and you didn't do anything, like, what does that make? What does that make him?
It's not even. I know what he was trying to do. He doing some
deflect and bring it back around. I get it, but we're glad Dave's okay.
Weirdo high school.
He made history. Like, he sold the most tickets at the Hollywood Bowl ever or some shit like that. So shout out to Dave. Glad he's okay. The guy who attacked him or whatever. I think he got like four counts of like four misdemeanors.
He pled not guilty.
Like, they're not charging him with,
I thought,
like,
they didn't press him.
But he's, yeah, he pled not guilty, though.
Oh. That's on camera.
So?
It's on camera.
What's on camera?
Attacking
him. Oh, yeah.
What's
yeah.
on camera that he tried, didn't get there.
I mean, he did.
I mean, he hit him.
He definitely technically assaulted him because he ran into him and knocked him over. So, I mean, that's technically.
Yeah, but didn't get very far.
Oh, no. When he ran backstage, all you see was a whole dude, boy. I said, I wish I was a part of that. Boy, just.
Man. But
they beat that boy ass. He was on stretcher. Damn, I showed my dad when I got off work. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning. I said, look at this nigga arm. I didn't know it was handcuffed at first. But still, your arm not supposed to do that.
Yeah, it was bent the other way.
And it was just sitting there.
His face was swollen. God.
He had a fucking lump, bro. Jesus Christ.
Well, the price you pay.
He made him look like that nigga from Ice Age, that sloth. Sid. They had that nigga look like Sid, bro, because that nigga head was.
Yeah, crazy though. I don't know.
Yeah, fuck that.
I don't think Will Smith was like a martyr or anything. Like, I don't think people running on stage is because Will Smith.
Fuck no. Like he said, he was doing that for his grandma or first one wearing it. Some clout, but
I would have came up with a better excuse though. I would have said something. Cause if it was me, I would have said I tackled him because of all the transgender jokes. That really, really got shit going. we would have saw think piece after think piece after think piece.
When does comedy go too far?
Oh, bro, and then all the Netflix shit. Oh my god, that would have been a mess. Because they said because somebody at first they said that he, because him being homeless, he was staying at shelters that transgender people stayed at. I guess when they got removed from their homes or whatever the case may be. So at first they thought it was tied to that, like. His relationship with like the transgender community or whatever. And his grandma, I was like, that's a little weak, bro. Cause he ain't wave no flag, no nothing.
If he would have came in that bitch with a flag, but you would have saw him coming if he had the flag. Yeah.
I'm just saying like flag as in like what's your cause isn't like,
it's just bravado.
Yeah, like worth anything. So it's like, I mean, I'm not saying it's not worth anything. Obviously it was worth his freedom. Weird and stuff. The beats. He got the beats put on. All right, so we got some new music. Hold on, change topics.
Transition.
We got some new music.
Okay. Yeah.
Did we talk? We have not talked about Pusha T's album. No, we haven't been here.
We haven't been here.
All right, so we'll start with Pusha T's album.
I got Pusha T, Future.
Yeah. What else did you like that came out? Because that's the only two things I listened to. Oh, Jack Harlow, but
I didn't listen to that.
I know.
Let's call that nigga Jake.
Jake Harlow.
I'm saying basically since we've been gone. It's,
yeah. Since we've been gone.
Yay. Pusha T, Future, and then Doctor Strange came out. That's pretty much the three
big things on your.
Things, yeah.
All right. So Pusha T's album, It's Almost Dry. How did we feel? How didn't we feel?
I gave it an 8.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Like I told you, I like it. It's straight. It didn't break any mold for me. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he's. But I know what I'm getting with Pusha T. He's going to rap his ass off with some, most of the time, dope beats. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be about cocaine. I mean, that's what I'm going to get.
I love coke.
I was surprised, personally.
His first number one album. That's what's up. So
congratulations.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's...
That's a long time coming from the clips to now. The first number one, man.
I was surprised because of just how he kind of approached these records, especially the Pharrell records. Like, you can tell Pharrell was like, hey, bro, put a little bit more twang on
twinkle
that.
On
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, Brambleton is like the first time I heard it, Brambleton, I think I played it like 3 or 4 times before I even moved to the next song.
Yeah.
I was just like, whoa, this is different for him. And I knew... Based off of Neck and Wrist and that record that Pharrell did for Moneybagg Yo.
Uh-huh.
I knew what I was going to get from his portion of the album based off of that. Because, like, me and Miles was talking about, like, how he's using 808s now and shit like that. And I was surprised by Pusha's delivery, his, like, melodies and all that stuff he was doing. Very dope. The beats were good. Not as exciting as I thought they were going to be.
Right.
But it has some high, it has some high highs and some low lows
like,
for
so
me.
Here's the thing I noticed about most of the people that rap, like, you know, the rap rappers, like
Pusha T. Their beats are bare.
They keep them pretty, because they want you to focus more on what they're saying than the underlying backdrop. Because the, because most like, especially South shit, we hit hard that way, because if we can just be like, I came. You can say the same thing, but the beat, you're like, oh, I feel that shit, bro. Because you feel on the beat. He wants you to focus on, like, his cadence and shit.
Yeah.
And the way he flipping words. And the beats are never bad.
Right.
They're just very
bare.
Standard. There's no, there's.
But shit like this is crazy.
Like, no, this song is hard. We was out in Bramble, but it's the intro. Who got hit? Got to come in hard. Club entourage in that. But even that though, it's like ice that'll stay.
It doesn't go anywhere.
Because and then you can follow.
Yeah.
What he's doing with it. But yeah, that's a perfect intro.
Yeah, and that's what surprised me about.
Yeah.
That was Brambleton, produced by Pharrell Williams, Pusha T. Obviously,
he had to say his last name.
Yeah, it had to just so we don't get. Banned or anything.
Banned.
But
no copyright.
The way he was like you said, the way he was floating on these records was very different for him because he is just like punch. Mm-hmm. Like straightforward. And
yeah, he's rappity rap, man.
Yeah, but hey, that one was very like, okay, I love that. And then obviously Neck and Wrist was hard, Diet Coke is hard. I like Rock and Roll with Kanye and Cudi. I know a lot of people didn't like that. The only song like I could have done without was the Scrape It Off.
Oh, okay.
With Uzi and what's homie name? Don Toliver.
Yeah,
he just didn't fit for me.
They tried to get one off.
They tried to get one off.
Yeah.
Diet Coke, we already know. Like that's Hear Me Clearly, that's hard. I Pray For You with how you say his name?
Labyrinth. He's the dude from Euphoria.
He does all the music on Euphoria, so that's dope.
Okay. That's a good little tidbit.
Just so you remember though, is probably like if Pusha had like a series of like beats that we know he's finna go crazy on, don't give him no drums. Like not nostalgia, but Numbers on the Board.
Yes,
like this kind of felt like a continuation, even though Numbers on the Board is way crazier of a beat. I just think that's in the same wheelhouse. Like it's from the same club. So next album he does, he has to have one of those. Like he had it on that one. He got it on this one. He needed it on
the next one.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Dreaming of the Past has been controversial amongst my music friends that I do music with.
Why?
Because they all feel like this is the craziest shit ever. Like the chop, the sample chop. And I'm like, bro, I do that all the time. But what I realized is I do it all the time. Don't look like that. I do it all the time.
No, I'm smiling because of course it came back to.
Of course.
I do this shit.
But nah, but really it's, my whole thing was, I was like, I wasn't like surprised or anything. Like it didn't.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't like when I heard Otis for the first time or even the games we play. Like those to me were like, this was like, oh, okay. Yeah, it's cool. But people were going crazy about that.
But some things resonate with people.
Some things resonate with people. But moving past Pusha.
Future?
We're going to the future now.
All right. You
want to
start?
You want me to start? Y'all don't want me to start.
I do, because you're more excited about it than anybody.
All right, so I was at work when that one dropped, obviously. Put that shit on immediately as soon as 12 o'clock hit. And I just sat back and took it all in.
I never liked you.
Yeah, I Never Liked You by Future Hendrix. It's a pretty solid piece of work. A lot of people did not like this album.
I didn't.
A lot of people.
It's too long.
A lot of people said he'll never get back to. Oh, I didn't even notice that at first. The camera.
Yeah, Apple Music will have the animated pictures. Yeah.
I think I'm puffing on Zooty.
Yeah,
that song was hard.
Look, like me and Don were talking about the car, the songs on the way, in the car, and it's 16 songs.
Too long.
There's a couple records that could have, you know, I'm not a big.
We don't need 49 minutes of Future.
Voodoo.
You're definitely right about that.
We don't need 49 minutes of Future.
I don't know about that. How long was Dirty Sprite 2?
wasn't 49 minutes.
Dirty Sprite 2 was too long as well.
But it was,
I like that album, but I don't like every song on there. It's still too long.
It's an hour and 1 minute.
Yeah. What? I think that's
Dirty Sprite 2.
Oh, shit.
Jesus Christ. This is the deluxe, though. So let me go to.
Man, who gives a shit? It's still too long. You don't need 49 minutes of Future.
We can get 10. You get 10 off.
If you give me 32 minutes of Future, I'm good.
You get 10 off. Future get 10 off and just be making, dropping every shit if every he had 2 months.
All the 10 of the hardest songs from the album and put it in the album, that album would have been almost perfect.
Almost perfect. Okay, so what are our favorites on the album? Well, look.
Puffin' on the Zooties,
of course. I like 7:12 p.m.
The song with Tim's and Drake. Love Me Better.
Wait For You.
Love Me Better, whatever. Wait For You. She is just hard, though.
So apparently the guy who played the guitar and something else on that record is from Arlington. On the original record. Wait a minute.
That's cool. Is he from like the, I hope it's not, what's his face?
Hold on.
Cause
shout out to Nikki. Nikki sent me the info yesterday.
I go to the gym with a guitarist and that's all he does.
This guy's name is Artso Fazreal.
Let me see his face.
It's the one with the arrow pointing to him.
She drew an arrow?
No, the
bro, isn't that the videographer?
I don't think so. This guy right here.
Arts of Israel?
Yeah.
Bro, what the fuck?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Wow. Bro, so crazy.
He's a videographer?
So crazy thing
yes,
is.
Yes,
he is. He's the one who shot Vince's shit. Or not Vince's shit. Victor. Pope? Victor Pope. That's who shot his shit.
Oh.
That's who shot his shit.
So the article by Arlington Erman, shout out to them. Good people over there.
That's crazy.
Arlington, Texas native and musician, label owner Arso Fire scored the first major placement of his career after getting sampled on rap superstar Future's latest album, I Never Liked You. In July 2021, Israel and Dallas-based producer Sonic Major played the bass and the guitar for Nigerian singer Tim's Baby in the genius open mic performance of her record, Higher.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy.
The live session was sampled by Future on his record, Way For You, featuring Drake and Tim's, Israel and Sonic's bass and guitar composition can be heard throughout the track.
So check this.
Composition credit on the
so,
record.
So,
check this out.
I remember going to a party with my homeboy, Jordan. Jordan used to throw all these little crazy parties and shit.
Wow.
So, I remember we were talking to him. I was talking to him about, like, how he just was just like, yeah, I got me a loan out for school. I got, like, 10 bands for school. But it's not going to school. It's all going to music. And I was just like, this motherfucker is crazy.
Hey.
And then now to hear that, I want to say 4 years later, that shit's crazy. That's so wild, bro. That's wild.
Yeah, shout out to him, bro. That's dope.
That's cool, man.
But
because he's really cold behind the camera.
So yeah, Wait For You is obviously the one for a lot of people. But my shit,
Love You Better, right?
Love You Better.
This shit hard.
Phenomenal. Love You Better, produced by ATL Jacob, I guess is his name.
ATL Jacob. I just like the filtered vocals in the background. It always works for me.
Yeah, this shit. Yeah, like, this type shit. Yeah, back, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because you're just like, yeah. ATL
Jacob, ATL you telling Jacob. Me you falling out of love with me.
Ooh, if I could send this to every girl I've ever dated,
yeah, this
I would.
Is that shit. Someone to love you better
than I did. Hard. I love that record. And Chickens, obviously, ESTG fucking bodied that shit.
I wish I could just take the fucking hook off and just go straight ETSG. That shit was so hard.
He's like, do your eyes get shot all the goddamn time? Arms, chest, legs, mind. I was like, yo, this nigga spinning.
He was supposed to go to the NFL.
Yeah. I think he went to didn't he go to college out here?
Nah, he went to Northwest. I think he went to Northwestern.
Thought he went somewhere in Texas.
I think he went to Northwestern. He might have went somewhere in Texas, though, but...
Like Navarro or something.
What?
Nah, he probably
he did. Like a Navarro.
Navarro.
He probably did his JUCO shit here, though. I don't think they have a football team though.
Navarro does.
I thought they just only had a basketball team.
Nah, because all the football players from Bowie and shit went to Navarro. I went down there like one time, like to drop Rizal off.
That shit was lame. Corsicana.
Is that where that's at?
Yeah, it's Corsicana, Texas.
How far is that from here?
An hour.
Yeah, maybe an hour.
Felt longer, maybe because Khalil was driving.
And there's nothing on the way.
Yeah, there's nothing on the way, for sure. Back. So, Future's album, Dalton, is too long, but it got slaps.
Yeah, it has some stuff on there. It's still too long, though.
Ryan, you said you didn't like the album.
Yeah, I just, like you said, you just, there's only so much Future you can take. Like, it's just like, I was expecting.
For me, at least.
I was expecting something else, though. I just really...
What were you expecting?
No, I just really want to post it with my demons. Like, I want an album of that, and I was kind of let down from that. I didn't get that. I just want to hear some very negative, like, outlandish bullshit from Future.
Future said in his interview with GQ that he's tired of the toxic narrative because all the women were toxic to him.
Shut up.
And I personally...
do not say you agree. This man has like a million children with a million different women.
What that got to do with being toxic?
That's very toxic.
What?
Bro.
That's not toxic.
Okay. Yes, it is, bro.
Speaking of having a million.
How you going to be a father to 10, 15 kids with all different women, bro? That shit hard as fuck.
I don't see nobody calling Nick Cannon toxic.
That nigga is. That nigga soft and toxic.
Soft and toxic.
That nigga, I remember.
He's diarrhea.
Okay. What were you about to say?
I agree. What you mean? Like, yeah, fuck that.
Okay.
Nothing's ever my fault. That's how I feel. Shit. All right, transition. Any more music?
Yeah, well, Kendrick album's coming out next Friday.
Yeah. Mr. Morals and Big Steppers.
May 13th.
Allegedly, it's a double disc.
If it is, I'm going crazy.
If it's a double disc, he better be rapping. Like, all the way. Like, I don't want
to. Chris, you ain't got to worry about this.
I don't want to hear no skibbity boop bop, doobity beep.
Where is that from?
See, this is what's going to happen, right? We just got Pusha T and Future, right? And we just talked about those. Watch, this album is going to be like, everybody's like, this shit crazy. Chris, it's all right, bro. Like, I don't get it. I don't get the love, bro.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's what happened with Pimp Butterfly, bro.
Okay, to Pimp a Butterfly. Okay, you got to think. You got to think when To Pimp a Butterfly came out, like, there was harder shit going on at that time. I don't remember what year that was, but I know it was like some hard shit out.
It was 15, 16, so anything from 15, 16, you go spit your shit.
What did you do when Damn dropped? I don't really know if we talked about that.
I like Damn.
No, but were you like, oh, this is some crazy shit? Or are you just like, oh, it's tight?
Did we not talk about that on the podcast?
I was in Charlotte when that dropped.
Oh, yeah, so we didn't talk about it. I like Damn. I ain't going to hold you. I wasn't blown away by the storytelling song that everybody was like.
The last one.
Yeah, I wasn't blown away like everybody was. I'm sorry. I don't know if that makes me a hater, but. It was a good record. It just, like, it didn't, because Ninth Wonder did that beat, right?
Yeah, like, what capped it off for everybody, and what's the hoopla?
Yeah, because they were like, oh, he's the sample flips and all this shit.
There's way better songs on that album than that one.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, the way he started the album with DNA, Element, DMA, DNA, like.
No, his sequencing was crazy on that album.
Yeah, I love that. I love a lot.
Are you excited for this one?
I'm excited. Look, after what he did on Family Ties,
yeah.
I'm hoping that he keeps that same energy.
I think, because you know every time he does something different.
Yeah, I hope he's just. But at the same time, I know it's going to be a theme. I know it's going to be conscious. I'm fine with that.
If it is a double disc, I wonder what it's going to do.
Yeah, like what side A, side B.
Because was it Mr. Ball and the Big Steppers or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah, yeah.
So to me, that sounds like Gap Band days with those kind of names, like 70s. Mm. That kind of band name.
I mean, that's kind of I know it was more of a like a jazz funk
G-funk. That was California G-funk.
No, I'm talking about what you talking about?
To Pimp a Butterfly.
That was G-funk.
Yeah, it's called G-funk. That's a big California thing.
I know what it is.
And then Damn, they said it was like
because I wasn't.
Damn, they said it was he was inspired by like Memphis hip hop, like 3-6 Mafia and stuff on Damn.
Damn, I couldn't tell.
Well, the element, DNA.
That's what they said his main inspiration was. So I'm interested to see what this kind of... Because, yeah, if it sounds like Family Ties a bunch, I'm okay. All right.
That's going to make me want to chop somebody's head off.
Oh, because Family Ties would do it every time. Every time.
So I'm... Because, you know, his beat selection is always really weird. Yeah. So I want to hear what we got. Because I know it's going to be Soundwave on there.
Wait, actually, I'm glad you brought that up. Did you see Soundwave's tweet?
No.
What did he tweet?
Hold on.
I've been out of touch, bro. I have a kid.
Oh, wow. I want to get your take on that because
like the commercial. You acting like your parent, like your young household owner and shit.
Yeah, how does he spell his name?
Who, Soundwave?
Yeah. Sound without the D. Oh,
okay.
Soundwave, yeah. I think it's Soundwave TDE is his Twitter or something like that. Hold on, let me see. What did he? You don't remember what he said?
I mean, I wanted to read it verbatim.
Oh, you don't want to paraphrase?
Yeah, because it was like a think piece type thing.
Is it because this is Kendrick's last album on TDE?
So okay, so basically,
giving everything. No.
If you're reading this, it's too late.
If you're reading,
because that was his last album on that label, so. This might be one of those.
And he just dropped that bitch.
Yeah.
With my woes. You know how that shit go. You know how that shit go.
Still looking?
Yeah, I got it. Hold on. He might have deleted it, though. Hold on.
Punch called him.
Yeah. No, because it was like some...
Take that shit off, nigga.
Yeah, he don't play that shit.
It ain't here. Fuck, where is it at?
Punch told him to delete it.
Probably.
Was he talking about Kendrick, though?
Nah, he basically was like, over the course of his career, he's looked out for people, and they didn't return the favor, so he's not working with any more rapper friends.
Okay. I remember that. I've seen that.
Yeah. Okay. So I remember seeing that. That was...
That's acceptable to me. I get it.
I wanted to read it, though. Because I wonder who he's talking about. He could be talking about a number of people.
It's correct.
But... Who though?
Because he was like the TDE producer.
Yeah.
Either way,
I had to put Armani
on what
Gunplay because he wasn't like a big fan. I had to let him hear cartoons.
What?
I had to let him hear cartoons and cereal.
That's always the one, bro.
That one, and I let him hear. That record he got with Ross, Nobody's Favorite, on his newest, latest album. He really bodied that. But I wish I could find, like, exactly what he said. But that's pretty much what it was. Like, he's not working with rapper friends anymore.
Hey.
Shit like that.
Gotta do what's best for you, babe.
Yeah. But I do wonder who he was talking about, though.
Yeah. I mean.
I checked that Ab Soul record out, too. It wasn't all that.
It's Ab Soul, bro.
Ab Soul was...
Here's my thing. I like Ab Soul. Ab Soul, at a certain point when TD first started, so Ab Soul was like the most introspective of the three, right? And then he could really rap.
Yeah, four. It's fine.
J-Rock wasn't... that big yet.
Yeah.
I'm talking about it was Kendrick.
Schoolboy Q. First.
Ab Soul.
Yeah, he was the first. He got signed to Tech N9ne and shit, Strange Music. I have the album.
Okay. All right. Damn. Don't flex.
But he was always the one where, like.
All right, Mr. Rosenberg.
If I was like, if he like taps into like his potential, like he could be the best rapper of all of them. But he never kind of got there for me, because his features are generally crazy. Like when he's on a feature, like he rapping his ass off. But then like his solo shit's kind of like, okay. Like I kind of listen to it. I'm like, it's here, it's there. And then
what was the, damn, what was his second one?
These Days?
It could have been with the whole, like the
little control system.
Control system.
That was hard.
That was it. That was it.
That was his best project.
That was it.
I'm probably all alone on this one.
Yeah,
I'm probably all alone on this one.
And then he had Mixed Emotions on there.
Yeah,
solo ho track two.
Look of Soul.
Yes,
Terrorist Threats.
Kendrick's Interlude.
Hold on, is this the one?
It's Book of Soul. Nah, that's not it.
Nah, this is
Yeah, Terrorist Threats is crazy though. With the Janae Aiko and Danny Brown.
This was on GTA.
Was it?
I think so. No, it wasn't. Something else was on GTA.
When I first grabbed that pen, I told myself
Book of Soul. Which one is this?
This was crazy. Yeah, this is his best project. I don't know, man.
Saucy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this. Because that's what I'm saying. He gave me this project, and then we never got it again.
This what
you really want. This shit is crazy.
Black lip bastard. Pass me, I pass her.
Your image of me, what I hope to be.
Black lip bastard, pass me your password so I can hack inside your brain. See, I too have gone insane. Before I fall, I'm sure to curse you all in Jesus' name. Let's shout.
Yeah, 2012 was a good year.
That
for
motherfucker
music.
Said so soft. Yeah,
so soft. Eat that pink pussy like it's Friday. Bust one, Roman reload, and smoke the shot. Yeah, somebody tell Rihanna too. I need that. Oh, speaking of Rihanna, ASAP dropped his video for DMB.
Yeah,
that's my bitch. Shout out to Rocky for bringing that back.
Yeah.
We can finally start calling our girls our bitch again. Let's go. That's Shelby. My bitch.
Shelby, that's not what we're doing.
Shit. That's my bitch.
That nigga hit that hook.
That video was very dope. It was his directorial debut. The song is whatever, but you couldn't have that song without the visuals. Like right. You need that. You need to see that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when those pictures started coming out. Of them, like, in New York, sitting on the balcony and all that. And I was like, they were saying they were shooting something. Yeah. But it sounded like they were shooting, like, a short film
or
some shit.
It is. It's still weird seeing Rihanna pregnant. It is so bizarre to me still.
Oh, no.
She's so fucking cool.
Yeah, she's dope, bro.
She's so fucking cool.
I know, but you know, because it's been so long where she's been, like.
Yeah, just.
Like by herself.
Yeah.
She's so fucking
and then cool. And now that she's pregnant, I'm like, bro, because I know, especially now that it's ASAP Rocky's kid, this kid is probably going to be gorgeous.
And the flyest
yes.
person alive.
She's so fucking cool, bro.
I know, I love Rihanna.
Damn, she's so fucking cool.
I'm in here dressed like I'm supposed to be in a Jodeci video.
Yeah.
Tell me what you want, babe. Tell me what you need, babe. Tell me. It ain't good enough for you, babe.
Faces.
You got a snapback on. All the snapbacks snapped off.
Yeah, that shit.
Yeah, boy, this is '90s in here.
Yeah, just like us. It's getting a little warm in here too. All this fucking dead cow on me.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for music. I don't think anything really other than that was like in discussion for me at least. But
all right, so look. I know y'all probably would know a little bit more than me. Catronata. Enchilada. What's the, like, he's the guy, right? Like, he's the guy.
Very vibey, yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
I was just like, what's his deal? Like, what's, like.
He made beats.
He makes beats.
Yeah, he's like a.
Everybody
producer,
loves him.
Yeah.
Everybody loves him. Everybody goes to him.
Because he transcends genres, so he works with pop, R&B, rap.
Yeah, I know he just did something with JIDK. I heard what somebody sent me.
That's a weird
back homie. Nigga.
A record, or it was a video of him in the club, like doing his shit.
Oh, that's the famous video. Yes,
with the girl.
Yeah, probably.
That's the most famous one. Yeah,
the goofy girl dancing. Yeah. She's like,
yeah, doing a little Batman Beyond dancing.
Yes. She really felt that shit too.
That's classic. That's a classic Kitchen.
And I heard the remix he did for The Weeknd.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, he's dope. But then I just realized, like, wait, a lot of people like him.
Yes.
And like, he's not obviously he's not like in my on my radar, but I've he's popular, so I know y'all would know. I know you for sure.
Who do you do the joint album with? Damn, I can't think of bro name right now. He's a producer.
The dude that was doing all the Meek shit.
Nah,
what's his name?
Flying Lotus. Him and Flying Lotus do a whole bunch of shit together.
Yeah.
What's homie name? He just did the house album. That did all those Meek flips.
Knowledge,
yeah. I got to dig.
Look, Knowledge, all Knowledge stuff is on Bandcamp, right? He doesn't put it really on streaming, except for his last album, which was 1988. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the No Worries album with Anderson .Paak, which is perfect. It's a perfect album. But he has, like, a bunch of series. So, like, yeah, I told you about the house one. That was his first house album. But he has one. He has also where he does, like, It's called VGM, and they'll do a VGM like 18. It's on VGM 18 now, which is Video Game Music 18. Mm-hmm. So every album is like sampling. He flips like video game samples. Mm-hmm. Then he has another one that does like movies. So he and they'll number. So all those are on there. And then of course you know the Meek Mill ones. Mm-hmm. Those are all on Bandcamp. The video game ones are fucking crazy though. Every single one. Mm. But they're all on Bandcamp. So you gotta go to Bandcamp.
Knowledge. Check them out, y'all. If y'all don't know,
I love Knowledge, man.
I'm sure most of our audience know who.
That's crazy though. Like last night, they used some real disrespectful words last night.
What?
Crazy.
Who?
You and Dev.
On what?
Oh, I told.
Yo,
Dev said something to Ridge, and I was like, "Bro, tell her that Dick drive this car, not pussy."
Wow. Nah, bro, they was on one yesterday.
Okay,
that shit was crazy.
Baby, welcome to the party. I'm on the Molly's handle, you know. I'm a retard. All
right, what else you got, Chris?
Oh, I'm a retard. Baby, welcome to the party.
What else you got, Chris?
I'm a thot. Give you me lit. Oh, my hip. What is that? Do get hit.
Hey, RIP.
Baby,
man.
Get sturdy.
Love Pop Smoke, bro. Love him. Love him. Love him. Miss him.
Gone too soon.
Though, I don't know about that Boogie movie. We was talking about that the other day. I don't know about that shit. Did you see it?
The what?
Boogie.
The
Boogie movie.
That basketball movie with the Asian guy. And
no, Chris.
I did.
Pop Smoke was in it. That's the only reason why I watched it. I wanted to see it.
Chris. No, I didn't watch it.
Garbage.
I wanted to see Pop Smoke get his shit off.
Pop Smoke was not getting his shit off.
I wanted to see if they was going to make Pop Smoke run up a wall in Timberlands or some shit like they did DMX.
No, that nigga was just dunking. Nigga was just dunking.
Okay.
I'm a thot. Give me lit. Oh, my hit. Bro, baby, welcome to the I heard that shit because I ain't never heard no beat like that.
That nigga was playing with a fucking 30,000 Cuban chain on. Nigga, fuck that movie, bro. That shit didn't make any fucking sense.
Is it better than Crossover?
Oh, it's definitely better than Crossover. Okay.
Was it Terrence Howard in that movie?
No, it was Wayne Brady.
Wayne Brady.
He was the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, you sent me that meme the other day.
He's the leader of Hot Sauce Team.
Wayne Brady was that. Why could I think? I see him every morning now.
And they had the budget Nick Cannon in the movie. Alfonso, whatever his name.
Bro. Oh, dude from Roll Bounce?
Yeah.
That's my nigga, bro.
People really be hating that nigga, bro. They hate that
he
nigga.
He just looks like he's a fake Nick Cannon, bro.
I'm fake Nick Cannon. Yeah. We got a couple fake people running around here.
But what else you got, Chris?
I don't know. I know you're pressed for time. I'm not trying to get super.
How long
ignorant.
Y'all trying to be here?
That's on him. That's on the dad. I'm really thinking about calling out of work today. I'm really thinking about not going back.
I'm a thought.
I'm really thinking about not going back. I'm really thinking.
Yeah.
I might just stay in here. But
Ben.
You saw Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I don't want to do spoiler chat on that yet. Okay. But I did see Doctor Strange. It's a very violent movie, but for Marvel standards, it's very violent.
Niggas dying.
Yeah, yeah, motherfuckers dying. It's definitely a darker one. Yes. Obviously, you would. Most people were like, "What do I need to watch before watching this?" You need to watch WandaVision.
What If?
You don't need to watch What If.
What?
It's not. It has nothing to do with What If.
This dude did a long. This dude did a long like review of the film. He was like, "You need to watch this, this, and this." So people were clowning him for that, and I was like, "Before you see Doctor Strange, you have to watch Mighty Ducks." Shit like that.
No, I would say WandaVision. Obviously, the first Doctor Strange movie because
context.
But WandaVision because it's like literally a like set up right after that.
They said that
Sam Raimi.
Raimi didn't even watch WandaVision, like while filming. Like he probably didn't.
He got the notes from it.
Yeah, I was still.
He didn't write the script.
Yeah,
he just shot the movie, man.
Yeah. Yep.
I highly recommend it. It was a good time for me. It was like balls to the wall the whole time. Like it starts off like in the shit.
And he holds the goal.
Yeah, bro. That was another thing that they were saying last. Like I was like, bro, what is going on?
No, nah, because you said balls to the wall.
And he holds the goal.
And he holds the goal.
Okay.
That's mad rapey.
No, it's not.
Any holes to go? All
right, maybe.
Damn, bro, yeah.
I didn't come up with it. I just heard it.
Very desensitized.
How do you feel about that? I know this might sound philosophical.
What?
What's up?
Like, we basically repeat everything like that we've heard in our life. Like, we didn't learn like these words, so to speak. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
And we learned our language, yes.
I don't know. I feel like there's some form of manipulation in there or something.
Oh, that Delta 8 starting to kick in.
What? I didn't take Delta 8 today.
Bro, what are you talking
about? Yeah, think about Raiden, right? Nigga can't talk, right?
Yeah, he's a baby.
Right. So as he progresses.
He will learn to talk.
From hearing y'all say shit.
Correct.
That's weird.
Just like if. And he'll learn English. Just like if I'm in Mexico, they speak Spanish, I learn Spanish that way. It's how we learn as humans. You absorb the information.
You're adapting, bro.
Maybe when I fell out the window, I'll rock some shit.
Start a job that you're new at, you get trained to do the job.
I'm not talking. I'm talking about talking. I'm not talking about like.
That's how anything in the world. You got to learn to walk, crawl, stand up.
Do you think? But okay, let me ask you this then. Uh-huh. Do you think Raiden is going to learn to walk by watching you walk?
No, it's going to be instinctual.
Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. Like him talking isn't instinctual. He's mimicking.
No, he's gonna start trying to do his own, making doing all that shit, and then eventually it'll turn to words, which will be daddy first, because that's just how it's gonna go. But
what if Raiden grew up and he was like, "Dad, mom, I want to identify as a white man."
That's going to be funny.
What if he came to y'all like that?
I would be like, Raiden, I'm gonna hate to break it to you, brother, but
you're not it.
They're not going to let that happen, brother. I'm sorry.
You're not that guy. You're not that guy.
That'd be hilarious.
I was like, you can identify whatever you want.
He should be able to, right?
Yeah, you got me.
I'm just saying, like, genetically,
he's... He gonna be one of the weird-ass things talk about. I'm biracial. Raiden, shut the fuck up.
He's not gonna do that.
He better not.
It'll just be funny if...
There is no way my son's not gonna have a sauce. I don't know what y'all talk about.
No, he gonna have sauce.
Nah, we're not saying that, but it's just like, it would suck if that would happen. I'd be like, damn.
Really say it would suck. That'll probably be the funniest thing that ever happened in my life.
Do you know how precious my son looks, bro?
Show the camera.
That would fucking suck. All I would see is Ray to be like, "Yeah, Uncle Ryan, I'm
Shelby
biracial."
Sent me this picture. This is him after he's like,
"I already got it."
Yeah, this is after she fed him, and she's basically he's like unimpressed by her. Aww. Look at that,
little Shelby.
He looks like Shelby right there for sure.
Yeah, and then he makes this face constantly. I don't know what the fuck that is.
That's his light skin face.
Yeah,
and he has a birthmark underneath his eye. It's
he ASAP Yams.
Yeah,
he's ASAP Yams.
But yeah, he's
ASAP Raiden.
ASAP.
Yeah, that's my guy though. I told Shelby I'd dedicate some time to talk about him. But yeah, man, he's a month old today. It's crazy.
They're gonna look up. It's gonna be a year.
Yeah, I know. I'm waiting for it. But it's weird, like, cause. Every day, it's like he
changes.
Yeah, he like you can see more features on him, and then like, because they're really like puffy when they come out because all the fluids and they're swollen. So he lost weight and he gained it back already.
It's a spam.
Spam call on the pod. Yeah, it's just cool seeing him grow. I watched the entire birth, the entire thing. Didn't turn away. I cut the cord myself. Yeah, it was all very, very a cool experience.
I would have turned away.
It wasn't that bad. But I can handle blood and stuff. It's just like, but it was cool. And then like seeing him grow, and then it's weird because like you have a whole new human in your life, and you're both filling each other out. So I'm like, what do you need, man? I got right. What does this mean?
That's how I felt when I held him for the first time.
But really,
hell yeah.
What did he like? Because he can't communicate, so mm-hmm. only thing he can do is cry.
Yeah.
So generally he cries because I'm hungry. But the newborn stage is actually really easy because all he does is eat and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor will tell you when they first come out, the first week he eats about an ounce of milk. It's really small because his stomach's the size of like a cherry pit. It's like really small. But by week two, he's already going up. He should be eating between 2 and 3 ounces. He's already between 3 and 4 now ounces.
Wow.
Every bottle.
Big guy.
But he eats every 2 to 3 hours. And he eats around 8 times a day. That's literally what it is. So, like,
damn.
Every 2-3 hours, he'll eat, he'll get tired, and he'll take a nap, and then he'll wake up and do it again.
Fucking lucky.
So now we start feeding him before he starts crying. You can see where he starts getting restless, waking up, and he'll be like, and you just get him up, give him a bottle, and he'll start drinking it, and the cycle continues.
Sounds like you're trying to hire a babysitter. With this,
no, with this, I'm not. But I do. We do got to figure out what to do when she goes back to work in June.
Who had the baby when y'all went to the movies?
Her mom.
Fuck with my job. Y'all hire me as a babysitter. I could work from home.
I'm gonna come home. There's a shit on the walls and shit.
Hey,
Chris, can we text? Hey, man, what's going on, man? What I gotta do?
Hey, the nigga gonna be alive. He gonna be fed. That's all we need to worry about. He alive.
Diaper gonna be sideways.
He gonna look like the baby from Bebe's Kids.
Oh yeah.
Diaper around. Just gonna be saggy. On
yeah,
but he gonna be alright.
But
Uncle Chris. Stepdad, or not stepdad, Godfather Chris.
But yeah, and then and it's so we're bottle feeding him because he didn't breastfeed very well. Like he would like try, but he'd get frustrated because it was harder. It's hard work.
Yeah,
and then he would get tired and he would just like fall asleep with it in his mouth. So we started feeding. What's cool about the bottle though is that anybody could feed him. So like I could feed him, her mom could feed him. That way it's more. She don't have to just, here you go, and she has to be the one feeding him all the time. Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. At 2 a.m. for some reason, he goes ham every day at 2 a.m.
That's when the club closes.
He'll eat and he'll just cry until he goes to sleep. It takes about an hour. We're just up, and he's just like, you got to like walk around with him. He likes to look at you like when you hold him. He already can move his neck around, but he can't hold it up, but he can move it around.
Yep, and he would really try to get out your hands. He just...
Yeah, he'll wiggle. Yeah.
Get off me, nigga.
But, yeah, he's not really picky about who holds him. I like that. So, you know, now he's good with, like, anybody. Yeah, it's just... I'm interested to see what his temperament as he gets older, because he's going to be more and more awake, more and more animated.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna start being able to do more things. I can't wait till he like holds it. He can hold his neck up. He can hold the bottle himself. That's what I'm waiting for when he gets more.
And then that's when he turns. That's when he takes over the world.
My mom will be here next month, so she'll be there to see him. But yeah, and then of course, shout to my wife. First Mother's Day. She's doing a great job. She's all healed up from her ordeal. She's off of work till the end of June, so she's got a lot of time with him. They're kind of like road dogs right now. But he does recognize my voice when she calls me on FaceTime. He will like look for me
Aww.
When he hears me. So he does recognize my voice. But yeah, they're chilling all day, them two. Because we went to the movies the whole time. She was like, did my mom say anything? While during the movie, I'm like, girl, we at the movie.
Yeah.
He gonna be fine.
Yeah.
He with Grammy.
She missed her baby, man.
I know. I was like, she gonna be the one getting separate anxiety when she go back.
Oh yeah.
So
all she gonna think about is that damn baby.
Yeah. So that's what I'm interested to see what we do whenever she goes back. Cause
like I said, man, I'm one call away. Just right, say the word.
All right, Chingy.
Y'all pay me like $50 every 2 weeks. I can survive.
A pack of cigarettes.
And a pack of, my nigga, no. Just hold it down. You know what I'm saying?
He said, give me some hot chips and some cigarettes and I'm good.
Matter of fact, I'll come to y'all house when y'all get off work. You know what I'm saying? I'll be right there. Talk it over with the wife.
You, hey.
I want to quit my job.
I'm gonna tell her, listen, last 10 minutes of the episode. Chris is auditioning for you.
Look, what you
this
want?
Is
look,
resume.
I won't smoke the whole time. Y'all away. I won't have no girl. I might have a girl or two over there. I ain't gonna lie. I might try to get her to babysit me.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
Ooh, tomatoes. Yeah, tomatoes.
Anyways.
Tomatoes.
Yeah. Talking over with the wife.
I will. Know. I'll tell her to call you directly.
Raiden really gonna be shooting lightning bolts if this nigga is really his.
He gonna tap his potential really early with me.
I'm gonna
be like, what's that drumming movie?
What's up?
The drumming movie where homeboy taught the dude from Fantastic Four. He was like,
"Oh, Whiplash."
Yeah, it's gonna be on that type time. Yeah,
duh, that's gonna be terrible. What do you mean?
He gonna be great though.
That nigga gonna be. Shooting
play the drums. Fuck you. That movie's crazy.
Joe Jackson, man. Get him right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So if you know me, I've sent you pictures and stuff. I'm not gonna really put them on social media that much, but. Because, you know.
Yeah.
As Drake said, I didn't hide the child from the
Yeah. I was hiding the world from my kid.
People were so fucking gassed by that shit. I was just like, bro, y'all suck. It was a good way. That's a good way to save it, though.
That's my guy, though. Yeah, it's a.
It was a nice flip.
It's a cool feeling, man. But, you know, shout to Jonathan Joseph. His daughter was born after my son was born.
Sir,
so
yes, sir. Shout out to Joseph.
We're both in there. My homie family. Joe Cree had a baby,
Joe Cree had a baby?
Yeah, a baby girl. Her name's Sailor. I told him I'll call her Sailor Moon. He's still in Chicago. But
what?
Yeah.
My nigga took his glasses off.
Yeah, he had a baby. She's about a month older than Raiden. Yeah, and then Justin has another one on the way. We will know the gender next Saturday.
Are you going?
I'm gonna try to, but it's gonna be hard with my newborn.
Yeah,
going to that far.
Yeah,
but at the very least, I'll FaceTime him.
Whoa, that's crazy!
Tell him to live stream it.
Joe Cree is having a baby.
Yeah, he had a baby. It's over. He did it.
Oh,
her name's Sailor. She's here.
That is wild. Out of all people,
he will be moving back, so he could be close to his parents. So, right. Yeah, yeah, she's adorable. And then Doug's baby, he is 4 months old now.
Luca, huge.
That boy is a tank.
Luca is huge.
He is a linebacker, bruh. That is a big kid. Yeah, so we got babies everywhere right now. I don't know. It's just the year for babies. So y'all two better be careful, especially you, Ryan. You about to move in and stuff.
I ain't got nothing to worry about.
Okay, you say that.
I'm for real.
Okay.
If she get pregnant, I probably won't have to work again. For real.
But yeah, man, it's a year for babies. But I'm just it's cool, man. I'm it's you know getting older, so Joe that's just Cree how it. Having
a baby. I mean, had a baby.
How it happened, but yeah, that's my kid's spiel. My beautiful baby boy is out here. Shout out to my wife, killing it. Anything else from y'all, though?
Joe Cree having a baby had a baby is probably the craziest thing I've ever heard.
No, I'm good.
I don't trust him with no life.
Well, happy Mother's Day to every mother
happy
out there.
Happy Mother's Day to all the beautiful mothers. Mothers are very important.
Whether it's your first, 15th, whatever, happy Mother's Day. I'll be next in June, so turn up.
Just because you have a baby doesn't make you a MILF.
That's true.
That's it.
That is true.
Mm-hmm. No, no. Yeah,
well.
No, because it's a different category, sweetheart.
Anybody's mother right about now. All right. Okay. We out this thing.
Okay, bro. All right, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.